From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Z's Divine Espresso, offering organic coffees via drive-thru windows and inside at 1800 East 23rd Street and 2351 West 31st in Lawrence. CoffeeInLawrence.com.
67 degrees and overcast here in Lawrence, 70 degrees in Topeka. It's 306. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 91.3 FM in Junction City, and lots of other frequencies, too. Always online, streaming at kansaspublicradio.org.
When your old boat feels like an anchor around your wallet, KPR's vehicle donation program is here for you. We'll take your donated vehicle and use it to fund the programs you enjoy every day. Donate your boat, car, or motorcycle at kansaspublicradio.org.
We have so much to talk about today. Coming up in our next 30 minutes, the UN General Assembly is getting underway this week, sort of the diplomatic Super Bowl. We'll talk about why the mayor of Aurora, Colorado wants former President Donald Trump to come for a visit. Then, before we get to 4 o'clock, while corn and soybeans dominate the Midwestern landscape today, some farmers are integrating strips of native prairie back into their fields.
To a conventional farmer, this looks like a weed patch with a few pretty flowers in it.
We'll take a look at how farmers are using prairie strips to improve their soil and water quality. It's all coming up here on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Eagles Rest, a locally owned natural mattress and furniture store in Lawrence with heirloom quality furniture by Acornis, Copeland, Sisco Brothers, and Younger. Online at EaglesRestNaturalHome.com.
We are very excited here at KPR about a brand new contemporary music series showcasing the best new and notable music from all 105 counties in Kansas. It's called 105 Live. In-studio sessions, interviews, concert listings, and more. Join Nick Carswell for 105 Live beginning Saturday, October 5th at 5 p.m. on KPR One.
And from Amazon Business.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations, 5 to 9 a.m. Morning Edition comes your way. Jay Schaefer will be your local host.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, transforming students and society through academics, discovery, service, and spirit. Information about the possibilities of a KU education is online at ku.edu.
Stay tuned. News headlines are up next at 67 degrees in Lawrence, 75 in Manhattan. It's 3:30.
Wall Street stocks start the week higher. The Dow gained 61 points, up about 0.1%. This is NPR News.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. New reporting by Politico suggests Republican U.S. Senator Roger Marshall of Kansas may have improperly spent $4,500 in tax money on travel. Since 2021, Marshall has reportedly spent public funds on 8 trips to Sarasota, Florida, where 2 of his adult children live. He also has a vacation home there. A spokesperson says Marshall is on committees that require trips around the nation. They say the travel was for official Senate business, but Politico reporter Daniel Lipman told KCUR's Up to Date that Marshall's staff did not provide evidence of what he did there.
And so I think we readers and listeners just have to kind of make up their own judgment about these trips.
If Marshall did use public funds for personal travel, it would be a violation of U.S. Senate rules. To improve health care in rural areas, Kansas State University and the University of Kansas Health System are teaming up with a hospital in Phillips County in northwest Kansas. The collaboration is part of K-State 105, a program designed to build the economy in all Kansas counties. Director Jessica Nadd says the pilot will bring together stakeholders in Phillips County to talk about what they need in a health system.
We have this saying, we talk about keeping care local. And those decisions, it's really place-based. It has to do with folks within the community that know the community the best.
NAD says K-State 105 will help direct listening sessions and develop a plan based on community feedback. She says in the future, they aim to work with health systems in more Kansas counties. An elementary school in South Wichita was locked down this morning after a man allegedly shot his wife in the chest while they were dropping off kids. Sedgwick County Sheriff Jeff Easter says a deputy who was in the area arrived at Cessna Elementary School and saw a man holding a gun to his wife's head. The deputy then shot the man. Both the man and his wife are in critical condition. Easter says some children were outside the school at the time, but no students or school employees were hurt.
You know, law enforcement showed up within 2 minutes of the shooting coming out, and it never got into the school itself, where the kids were in danger.
Parents were allowed to pick up students about an hour after the shooting. Wichita district leaders say additional counselors were dispatched to the school. The forecast for northeast and east central Kansas, mostly cloudy skies this evening, becoming partly cloudy with a low in the lower 50s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy in the morning, but then partly sunny. We do have a 30% chance of showers and a slight chance of storms tomorrow afternoon. Highs tomorrow in the mid-70s, lows in the lower 50s tomorrow night, back into the mid-70s for Wednesday. It's 67 degrees in Lawrence, and it's 3:35.
Fremen.
Thank you so much.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
And you are listening to NPR News on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Laura Lorson. Agriculture replaced nearly all of the original prairie in the Great Plains and Midwest, but a growing number of farmers are incorporating strips of prairie into their row crop fields. These colorful corridors help with soil and water quality and with wildlife. As Harvest Public Media's Rachel Kramer reports, there are efforts underway to expand the use of prairie strips.
In a wide gaps, someday soon, she hopes more corn and soybean fields will keep some color after harvest.
I dream of driving across Iowa winter and seeing various shades of greens and yellows and oranges rather than brown.
Those colors would reflect at least a small return of the prairie that once flourished across the Midwest. I'm Rachel Kramer, Harvest Public Media.
Harvest Public Media is a collaboration of public media newsrooms in the Midwest and Great Plains, including Kansas Public Radio. To hear more stories like this one, you can visit our website, kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Dole Institute of Politics, hosting Kansas City Star lead political reporter Jonathan Shorman for his series Beyond the Ballot, September 25th, 4 p.m. More at doleinstitute.org.
This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 96.1 FM in Lawrence, lots of other frequencies as well. Always online at kansaspublicradio.org. In our next half hour news headlines, we'll tell you all about the detention hearing for Ryan Ruth, who is the man accused in the apparent assassination attempt of Donald Trump at his golf course a week ago in Florida. We will also talk more about wars without end, Russia and Ukraine, Israel, Hamas. Analysts have been talking about it in some different ways, and we will fill you in on that coming up on KPR.
From NPR.
NPR station.
Morning Edition from NPR News asks the crucial questions of our time.
Who can make the best cookie, humans or AI?
Unpack the answers with us every weekday.
Join us tomorrow morning, beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations for Morning Edition. Jay Schaefer is your local host. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANB and KANB HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org. Or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. It's 67 degrees on the KU campus in Lawrence. It's 4 o'clock.
Small businesses, from retailers to tradespeople. Progressive covers a variety of business needs with a range of coverages. More at progressivecommercial.com.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Woodhaven, Inc., manufacturing custom deck and siding solutions using sustainable woods and powered exclusively by wind energy. Located in Perry, with shipping available to the entire KPR listening area. Details at woodhavenproducts.com.
It's 72 degrees in Topeka, 67 in Lawrence. It is 4:06. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio. We broadcast at 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 89.7 FM in Emporia. Lots of other frequencies as well, always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Public Library, offering downloadable ebooks, audiobooks, streaming movies, and more, all available with a library card. Card information at lplks.org.
Thanks so much for joining us today. Coming up in our next 30 minutes, an update of news headlines. We will get the latest on a shooting in Birmingham, Alabama. Law enforcement there has put up a record $100,000 reward to help identify those who killed four people and injured 17 on Saturday night. Also, how a children's book is helping kids deal with unthinkable loss. We will meet the author and illustrator of Hope and the Winds of Grief, a story of healing after losing a loved one to suicide. It's coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the Raven Bookstore, independently serving the local community for over 30 years. The Raven Bookstore is located at 809 Mass Street in Lawrence or online at ravenbookstore.com.
We do have classical music coming your way tonight on your KPR One stations. Following All Things Considered, Destiny is your host. It is a magical Monday. We'll be hearing about a magic flute, a magic pot, and the mystic planet of Neptune. Join us for Evening Classical with Destiny, 7 p.m. on your KPR One stations. It's 4:20.
Hi. Hello.
We follow canvassers in Las Vegas and talk to voters where they live tomorrow on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations, 5 to 9 a.m. Morning Edition is the program. Jay Schaefer will be your local host.
Support for KPR comes from Wheatfield's Bakery and Cafe, featuring artisan breads baked daily in a wood-fired oven, breakfast and dessert pastries, as well as breakfast and lunch. Located at 904 Vermont Street in downtown Lawrence, online at wheatfieldsbakery.com.
Stay tuned. News headlines are next, then plenty more, All Things Considered. Lows in the lower 50s tonight under partly cloudy skies. It's 4:30.
And you're listening to NPR News.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. An elementary school in South Wichita was locked down this morning after a man allegedly shot his wife in the chest while they were dropping off kids. Sedgwick County Sheriff Jeff Easter says a deputy who was in the area arrived at Cessna Elementary School and saw a man holding a gun to his wife's head. The deputy then shot the man. Both the man and his wife are in critical condition. Easter says some children were outside the school at the time, but no students or school employees were hurt.
You know, law enforcement showed up within 2 minutes of the shooting coming out, and it never got into the school itself, where the kids were in danger.
Parents were allowed to pick up students about an hour after the shooting. Wichita district leaders say additional counselors were dispatched to the school. Construction to raise the levees along the Kansas River in Wyandotte County will finish next year. The half-billion-dollar project is related to the Great Flood of 1993, when so much rain battered the Great Plains and Midwest that hundreds of levees failed. In Kansas City, Kansas, the levees held. But Scott Mensing with the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers says the water came within a few inches of the top.
The local levee owners were actively trying to stack sandbags
airbags to get that levee higher. They were trying to put different steel beams on top of flood walls. I mean, even if it was another 12 inches, they were trying to get whatever additional height they could.
When the project is finished, 17 miles of levees, mostly in Wyandotte County, will stand 5 feet taller on average. More than 120 people from 33 different countries became new U.S. citizens at a Friday naturalization ceremony in Wichita. Afterward, representatives from the League of Women Voters in Wichita helped them register to vote. Nancy Brown is the League's co-president.
Between a third and a half of the folks who actually came through stopped and registered. So this is really exciting.
Around 200 people also became U.S. citizens at a ceremony in Fort Scott. The ceremonies are the last in Kansas before the state closes voter registration for the November election. Kansans can register online, in person, or by mail until October 15th. And machinists union workers at Textron Aviation began their strike today after voting down a contract offer over the weekend. Many workers on the picket line say they were not satisfied with the company's offers dealing with health insurance and time off. No date has been set for the company and union to resume contract negotiations. Nearly 5,000 employees are represented by the union at Textron Aviation, one of Wichita's largest employers. Workers say they will continue to strike at the company's east and west campuses until a new contract is approved. It's 4:35.
This is All Things Considered from an...
Thanks, Elsa.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
And you're listening to NPR News on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Laura Lorson. Hundreds of Kansans die each year by suicide, and many of them leave behind a child, a grandchild, a brother, a sister, friends, to mourn that loss. Scott Emmons and Stacy Lamb are the creators of a new children's book, Hope and the Winds of Grief, a story of healing after losing a loved one to suicide. They spoke with KPR's Kay McIntyre about their book, which features a little bird named Ori, who has lost a brother to suicide. Please be advised, this conversation includes talk about suicide and the losses caused by suicide.
You don't shy away questions and about the book. And it was so great because I watched her and her mom. I sat back and they talked about the book and the emotions. And you could almost see in the girl's face a sense of relief a little bit that what she was feeling wasn't, you know, she wasn't alone.
Stacy Lamb of Lawrence and Scott Emmons of Kansas City are the creators of Hope and the Winds of Grief, a story of healing after losing a loved one to suicide. They were visiting with KPR's Kay McIntyre. You can hear a longer version of their conversation at kansaspublicradio.org. If you or someone you know is having suicidal thoughts or a mental health crisis, call or text 988 to talk to a trained crisis counselor. You can also connect with a suicide crisis counselor at 988lifeline.org. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 99.5 FM in Manhattan, always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks for joining us today. Coming up in our next half hour in Lebanon, it has been the deadliest day of Israeli airstrikes in almost 20 years. We'll have the latest, I know for a fact, this is a brand new fresh report from Jane Araf. Also, we will hear from Becky Sullivan reporting on a survey of former NFL players asking whether they believe they may have the degenerative brain condition known as CTE. Those stories and more still to come. It's 10 minutes before 5. This is KPR.
Listen. November has begun. Stay with NPR News to get closer to the issues and closer to your vote.
All the analysis you've come to expect from NPR, you will hear it on your Kansas Public Radio stations. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Two more hours of All Things Considered coming right up. It is 68 degrees on the KU campus in Lawrence. It's 5 o'clock.
Arts towards a fairer, more just, and civil society. More information is available at SciSimsFoundation.org.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Stoneback Appliance in Lawrence, locally owned for over 50 years, featuring new and used appliances from Maytag, Whirlpool, and more. We've got your back at StonebackAppliance.com.
It's 70 degrees in Emporia, 76 in Manhattan, 68 in Lawrence. It is 5:06.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, also at 89.9 FM in Atchison, lots more frequencies too, and always streaming at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Crystal Bridges and their new Knowing the West exhibit, which explores new perspectives on the American West, open now through January 27th. Tickets at crystalbridges.org/knowingthewest.
Stay tuned. Coming up in our next half hour, an update of news headlines. Then former President Donald Trump said Venezuelan gangs have taken over the town of Aurora, Colorado. The mayor of Aurora, Mike Kaufman, says not so much.
There are no apartment complexes under gang control. The city's not under gang control.
Kaufman wants Trump to visit Aurora so he can brief him on what is actually happening there. Also in this next half hour, why a growing number of farmers have been incorporating strips of prairie into their crop fields. It's all coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Flatland, Kansas City PBS's nonprofit newsroom committed to providing context and solutions to some of our region's biggest challenges. News coverage online daily at flatlandkc.org.
105 Live is a new original music showcase coming to KPR beginning Saturday, October 5th. Your host is Nick Carswell. He'll be bringing you some of the best in contemporary music being created in all 105 counties in Kansas, from Allen all the way to Wyandotte. Listen for 105 Live coming to KPR 1 and premiering Saturday, October 5th at 5 p.m. Partly cloudy skies tonight, lows in the lower 50s, mostly sunny tomorrow with a chance of rain.
Support for this is NPR News.
Political canvassers in Nevada go door to door, hoping to make a pitch for their candidate. A lot of the time there's no answer, but when someone does, they spring into action.
Hi, I'm Arnold with United Culinary, looking for Joe Boni.
Yes, this is me.
Hi.
Hello.
We follow canvassers in Las Vegas and talk to voters where they live on the next morning edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations. 5 to 9 a.m. Morning Edition comes your way. Jay Schaefer will be your local host.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center and the KU School of Music, presenting the KU Symphony Orchestra with Vincent Gardner and Michael Davidson on trombones, Wednesday, September 25th, 7:30 p.m. Tickets are available at lead.ku.edu.
Stay with us. News headlines are coming up next. The time is 5:30.
Durov has been charged with enabling the spread of child sexual abuse material, drug trafficking, and terrorist content on Telegram. Durov is fighting the charges. He's been released on bail but ordered to stay in France as the case is pending. Bobby Allen, NPR News.
Well, stocks finished modestly higher on Wall Street following last week's record-setting run. Shares of Tesla rose, clawing back some of its losses for the year. You're listening to NPR News.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. New reporting by Politico suggests Republican U.S. Senator Roger Marshall of Kansas may have improperly spent $4,500 in taxpayer money on travel. Since 2021, Marshall has reportedly spent public funds on 8 trips to Sarasota, Florida, where 2 of his adult children live. He also has a vacation home there. A spokesperson says Marshall is on committees that require trips around the country. They say the travel was for official Senate business. But Politico reporter Daniel Lipman told KCUR's Up to Date that Marshall's staff didn't provide evidence of what he did there.
And so I think readers and listeners just have to kind of make up their own judgment about these trips.
If Marshall did use public funding for personal travel, it would be a violation of Senate rules. To improve health care in rural areas, Kansas State University and the University of Kansas Health System are teaming up with a hospital in Phillips County in northwest Kansas. The collaboration is part of K-State 105, a program designed to build the economy in all Kansas counties. Director Jessica Nadd says the pilot will bring together stakeholders in Phillips County to talk about what they need in a health system.
We have this thing we talk about, keeping care local. And those decisions, it's really place-based. It has to do with folks within the community that know the community the best.
Nadd says K-State 105 will help direct listening sessions and develop a plan based on community feedback. She says in the future, they're aiming to work with health systems in more Kansas counties. An elementary school in South Wichita was locked down this morning after a man allegedly shot his wife in the chest while they were dropping off children. Sedgwick County Sheriff Jeff Easter says a deputy who was in the area arrived at Cessna Elementary School and saw a man holding a gun to his wife's head. The deputy then shot the man. Both the man and his wife are in critical condition. Easter says some children were outside the school at the time, but no students or school employees were hurt.
You know, law enforcement showed up within 2 minutes of the shooting coming out, and it never got into the school itself, where the kids were in danger.
Parents were allowed to pick up students about an hour after the shooting. Wichita district leaders say additional counselors were dispatched to the school. And machinists union workers at Textron Aviation began their strike today after voting down a contract offer over the weekend. Many workers on the picket line say they weren't satisfied with the company's offers dealing with health care or time off. No date has been set for the company or union to resume contract negotiations. Lows in the lower 50s tonight, 30% chance of rain tomorrow. Tomorrow's high in the mid-70s. It's 535.
From NPR.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
And you're listening to NPR News on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. I'm Laura Lorson. Agriculture replaced nearly all of the original prairie in the Great Plains and Midwest. But a growing number of farmers are incorporating strips of prairie into their row crop fields. These colorful corridors help with soil and water quality and with wildlife. As Harvest Public Media's Rachel Kramer reports, there are efforts underway to expand the use of these prairie strips.
In a wide gap, corn and soybean fields will keep some color after harvest.
I dream of driving across Iowa winter and seeing various shades of greens and yellows and oranges rather than brown.
Those colors would reflect at least a small return of the prairie that once flourished across the Midwest. I'm Rachel Kramer, Harvest Public Media.
Harvest Public Media is a collaboration of public media newsrooms in the Midwest and Great Plains, including Kansas Public Radio. To hear more stories like this one, visit kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Kansas, committed to a healthier future for all Kansans with health care coverage for businesses and their employees. Learn more at bcbsks.com/business.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio at 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 90.3 FM in Chanute, always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks so much for joining us today. Whole another hour and 11 minutes of All Things Considered yet to come. In our next half hour, news headlines. We'll tell you about the Ryan Ruth detention hearing. And we will discuss the possibility of wars without end. All of that coming up in the 6 o'clock hour of All Things Considered. Lows in the lower 50s tonight, 30% chance of rain tomorrow with a high in the mid-70s tomorrow. It's 10 minutes before 6.
From NPR News. Restaurants all on one platform. Learn more at easycater.com. From Arm, committed to delivering innovative advanced computing designed to enable worldwide companies to unleash the capabilities and experiences of AI. The future of AI is built on Arm. Arm.com. And from listeners like you, who donate to this NPR station.
Hi, I'm Joanna Kakissis in Kyiv, Ukraine. Wherever the story takes us, NPR does whatever it takes to get the story right. This is NPR.
We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3. KANQ Chanute 90.3. K210CR Atchison 89.9. K258BT Manhattan 99.5. And at kansaspublicradio.org. News headlines coming your way in just about a minute. 68 degrees in Lawrence and it's 6 o'clock.